want NASCAR talk, you've come to the right place. You're listening to The Race Report.
And welcome back to The Race Report. Steve Parker along with Sam Atwell talking about the Tums Quick Pack 500 and how Jimmy Johnson wins again. Man, you know, and I'm going to pick him this week at Atlanta. I mean...
Why not?
I know, I hate to give away the pick segment at the end of the show normally, but I mean... I'm just throwing my hands up here and shaking my head. What else can we say about these guys?
There's nothing else you can say.
We've said it all the last few weeks. And to think that actually earlier in the season, we were talking about Hendrick Motorsports struggling. Can Jimmy and Jeff make the chase? Of course, Jeff Gordon has kind of struggled most of the season. He did make the chase. But under the radar for a long time, and all of a sudden, the 48 team kicked it into gear like they do when the cup is in sight. These guys just, I mean, you talk about another level. I hate that sports cliche of taking it to the next level. But they did. I mean, it was like flipping a switch with these guys. And I mean, that's what they've done. Sam, last year, the four-race win streak. Who's to say he's not going to do that again? I mean, the four races in a row of top two finishes back in 2006 when it looked like he had no shot at winning the championship. I mean, they just find another gear when they need it. And I mentioned in the headlines top of the show, comparing him to Michael Jordan, Joe Montana, you know, John Elway, these athletes that have made, you know, Reggie Jackson going way back to him, Mr. October. I mean, these athletes that made their careers out of coming through in the big moments, in the big games, in the championship games. And I mean, this team is putting themselves in that kind of company. I mean, this is going down. Jimmy Johnson passed Jeff Gordon this week with his Martinsville win. He's now has the highest winning percentage among active drivers. I mean, it's just amazing what a guy who had very little success in the Busch Series, and to quote him after his win at Kansas, "I sucked at everything else until I got to this level." We're really witnessing one of the all-time greats in the making right here.
And here's the kind of year they've had. When he crossed the finish line at Martinsville, and Jerry Puncher, I forget who it was, and Jimmy Johnson picks up his sixth win of the season, I went, "Whoa, six? Really?" And we cover this 52 weeks a year, and six wins snuck up on me. That's how quiet it's been. But it just shows that now they have stepped it up, and he could and maybe will surpass Kyle Busch in the amount of wins this season.
Oh, he needs a couple of more to tie him. Kyle Busch. Oh, yeah, I remember him.
Who's he?
He was good a long time ago.
That seems like another year.
That's what these other guys chasing Jimmy Johnson are clinging to, and you referred to Carl Edwards earlier in his comment. Maybe we can hear it. We'll hear it just a little bit later on. You know, saying, look what happened to Kyle Busch. Know what? This ain't Kyle Busch we're talking about.
Going into the chase,
you know, you and I talked about the fact that if there was anything that made you hesitate to put Kyle Busch up there as the favorite, it was the fact they hadn't been in this position before. They'd never been championship leaders, championship favorites before, and the pressure might get to them, and oh man, did it ever. And I mean, they've just flat sucked in the chase. I mean, they've had bad luck, but they just haven't run well. Even Steve Addington, the crew chief a few weeks ago, says, "We just can't get any speed out of the car." What? You dominated
the
first 26 races, won 8 races,
yeah,
were the clear-cut favorite going into this, and now you guys can't find speed in the car? I mean, what is going on? And it's the kind of thing that just doesn't happen to this 48 team.
It comes down to what we talked about last week on the show. This team, the 48 team, Chad Knaus, Jimmy Johnson, that whole team knows how to deal with adversity.
Exactly.
They hit it head on. They conquer it,
yeah,
and they win.
It's a demeanor, Jimmy. I mean, he stays calm. He doesn't get shook up. Chad, you know, Jimmy talks about how Chad does get worked up and does, you know, get upset about things, but outwardly he doesn't. I mean, how many times have you heard him calming Jimmy down? You know, I mean, Chad Knaus has just got one of those calming voices. He makes me feel better when I hear him on TV. I mean, these guys, I mean, you talk about Ray Evernham, Jeff Gordon during Gordon's heyday when he was winning championships early on with Hendrick Motorsports back in the late 90s. I mean, that was just an unbelievable combination. I think these guys are better. I mean, what they're doing right now, Dale Earnhardt Jr. referred to it earlier this week. There are only a few teams, a few drivers over the years, and Dale Earnhardt Jr. is quite a NASCAR historian. He really is big into the history of the sport. He refers to his father, of course, having some dominant years, and Jeff Gordon has had dominant years. But, I mean, for a team to put together three straight seasons of dominance like this, I mean, there's only a few teams that have done that.
Let's put a caveat on this. They have dominated this current setup in Cup racing.
Yes.
Because if we were still under the old point systems, the 24 team would have another championship.
Would
I think he would.
If if we had been under the old point system and the 48 team also knowing that, knowing I don't have those 10 races there at the end of the season to make, who knows what they may have done.
Well, I mean, we can debate that all along, but they have truly, you know, when you look back at these things, you've got to look at them in segments. Dale Earnhardt dominated his era of NASCAR. Jeff Gordon dominated his era of NASCAR. His era is over. I really believe that. I don't.
I think the torch has been passed.
I think the torch has absolutely been passed. Jimmy Johnson has been the dominant driver in the Cup Chase era. And will be for years to come, I think.
I think so. And I mean, you know, like you said, we could debate it. Under the old format, things would have been different. You approach races differently. There's no reason to think that the 48 team might not have done some different things had it been under the old format still. But yeah, you're right. With this Chase format in place, I mentioned 13 wins. Nobody else is even close to that.
Just crazy.
24 top five finishes. It's just been amazing what they have done since this Chase format was implemented back in 2004. They've just destroyed the field. I mean, it's just been a race for second place. Four races to go. Some idiot could crash in front of him a couple of weeks in a row. That's the only thing, the only way they're not winning this. It's going to have to be something completely out of their control that happens. It's going to have to strictly be bad luck, and I don't see it happening.
I don't either.
I don't see it happening. All right, stick around, talk a little more about the race, and we'll hear from the top finishers at Martinsville when we return on the Race Report.